Catholic Church here on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. Reporting to you all week live from the beautiful environs of England. On our trip and our tour with Regina Magazine, I am reporting to you live today from what is known as the Tolkien Trail. And the Tolkien Trail runs throughout what is known as Lancashire. And Lancashire features a town called Hurst-on-Green. And this is where J.R.R. Tolkien spent some of his post-college days and early young adulthood, and has been documented to have been shown to spend a significant amount of time in this area. And when you walk this trail, you just can't help with all the nature and the beauty that surrounds you to be immersed in an actual physical representation of that beautiful environment conjured up as the Shire and the Tolkien novels of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. It's been a joy to be here and to represent all of you today as we make common cause with our new friends in England and even beyond. Here on the King Dude's Invasion of Mary's Dowry, it has been here, Mike Church, with you live today on the 28th of August, 2018, here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Shire Size Speakers. Now out and about in the little village of Hurst Green, and we are in search of the beginning of the Tolkien Trail, which was supposed to be right outside the front door of our hotel, but as meandering American and Singaporean tourists, we walked right past it. And we have a local who is trying to sort us out.
Warren Fold.
Yeah, Warren.
See, I know I've done this where you're walking along the road and then...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's this little area.
Yeah.
That's the road there.
Yeah.
So if you go up there, I don't know how well it'll be signposted, but that is the road. But you'll probably find Warren Fold up there, but Warren Fold rings a bell. I couldn't tell you exactly which house it is, or, but that's the road.
But it was saying that the house at Stonyhurst, Tolkien stayed in, and that he later, that house was the places of Tom Bombadil's house in Lord of the Rings.
And there's all sorts of little bits and that. Some they've proven are correct, some that can't possibly be proven.
Just
I think the Pendle Hill they talk about being the Misty Mountain or whatever, but I think it doesn't fit in time and whatever.
Right.
Or is it Mount Doom, something like that.
Right.
But there is a ferry. There was a ferry over the river.
Yeah.
And there's a ferry in Lord of the Rings, and they think that's connected.
Yeah.
And the college is dominated by the two towers.
Well, no, in Birmingham, where he lived, there's supposed to be two water towers.
I've heard that as well.
Probably could have used both, you know.
It's just nice to think sometimes that the man himself was here for a few. He must have walked up this road many times.
You look at
The Lord of the Ring, what a fantastic piece of work. Brilliant mind, you know. So you are walking in his footsteps. But that's the road. I think that sign might be for Warren Fold just down there. Yeah. But I think but I don't know how well it's signed.
Right, okay. Thank you.
And as you can hear, we are now officially off on our way to Warren Road. Is that where we're going?
Warren Fold.
And we'll continue our adventure on the Tolkien Trail. So just over the what?
A stile.
Just over a stile, we'll see. We're looking for Stonyhurst College here on the Tolkien Trail. Look, there's an apple tree, guys. See? Or is that a pear tree? That's pears.
No, that's pear and that's an apple. Nice.
How fitting for the Shire.
Those
are beautiful apples. They're big. So we are...
Oh, look. Little ones.
That's the little trees that I saw on the way. So we're just admiring some of the foliage here on the Shire.
You grab an apple and start.
Now passing a house called the Warren.
Oh, my gosh. It's big.
Beautiful manor. Wow. Look at that. And now it looks like we're... We're leaving the pavement now and are now actually on what looks to be a trail, but I see a fence blocking our access. and many, many sheep on the other side of the fence. Is he going to hop the fence? Okay, now we're really playing hobbits if we have to hop fences. Is there second breakfast this way? Well, I don't want to let the sheep out. So it's the first adventure we have this. I'll take a picture of it.
You just go up the step.
Having to cross the... Monsignor's first. Monsignor is on our trip with us. Ladies first.
Rolling, no matter what. He just keeps rolling. And, you can hang out with us if we're not that poisonous.
Of the fence.
We are American, sort of.
Now I'm over the fence. And we're back onto terra firma. And here's a view of what it looks like. My church here on the Crusade Channel. We were walking the Tolkien Trail in Hurston Green in Lancashire. And I'll report back on our progress when we get to our next significant destination or hobbit-like adventure. To the gate on our left, walk across the field. Well, it is a gate. I'm recording this for a broadcast back in the United States. What's your name?
I'm Stephen.
Stephen and...
Helen.
Yes, we're from Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Just the other
side. I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to know.
Now, is this your first time here?
It is, actually. Yes. Yeah.
Yorkshire are big rivals for
yeah.
the area.
Yeah, well, Yorkshire and Lancashire are big rivals.
Oh, my colours?
But not really.
Now, I have to tell you... No, you're Helen?
Helen.
And
yes. Stephen.
Stephen. Yes. I have to tell you that we don't get grass like this in the United States.
No.
This grass here is just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, just how long and lush and green it is.
It is amazing, considering the summer we've had. It's been a lot of being burnt off in lots of places. But, it is nice.
But I was told that June and July were dry.
Yes,
but August, you got back to normal pattern.
More or less.
Sure,
the beginning of August, it was hot.
It's still hot, yeah. I mean, it's unusually hot. For Britain, it usually rains every 3 days. quite a lot. So are you on vacation? Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a work vacation.
Yes, right. Okay.
We started our trip. We did the pilgrimage in Walsingham.
Yeah.
And yesterday we were in Birmingham. We went to the Oratory in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went to St. Mary's in Warrington.
Yeah.
Today we're doing the Tolkien Trail.
Right.
I think this afternoon we're doing Lancashire Castle.
Right.
And then tomorrow, Houghton Tower?
Alton Towers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That'll seem very tame after... Florida, I'm
sure.
And I've never been to Florida, so
Louisiana.
But if you go to any in America.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I much prefer this to Louisiana. In Louisiana right now, it's 94 degrees, 80% humidity, very sunny and very hot.
Yeah.
It's so fresh.
It's very nice.
It's actually nice.
It's a perfect day, isn't it?
So, are you here held over a day from the bank holiday?
We just decided to have a couple of days. We've been staying at the Shirebrook tonight as well. Two nights. Just a nice break. Just somewhere to get away, really.
Did you see the... you took in a view from the veranda on the back of the... Of the Shireburn.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
We haven't looked yet. No.
Did you see it at night last night?
No, we didn't.
Is it nice?
Oh, yeah, well, because you get a view of the valley, but it's the hills and dales are lit not by the sun, but by where the lights are.
Yeah.
So there's entire places where there's no lights.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it's quite, it's pretty at night. Even though we didn't have a moon last night, I'd love to see it under moonlight.
Ooh. I'm not sure the sound's
what is going to be good for that.
Alex, what is this? Another gate?
Yes, another gate. We are going into the mud.
Kissing gates.
Kissing gate.
Yeah, now, Stephen, why do you call that a kissing gate?
I'm not sure, but I presume
you
know, somebody gets the other side, or they meet each other and they kiss. I know there's one down in...
But there's still a barrier between,
yes.
So if you're a concerned father, as you can meet that bloke over by the kissing gate, that's as far as you can go.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. It makes sense.
Just watch this postmark, it wobbles about a bit, so...
Okay. Another just beautiful,
there's a big hole.
Beautiful vista on the Shire again. Hey, Candace.
Yeah,
babe. Will you take a picture of my friends my friends from Yorkshire?
I sure will.
Helen and Stephen.
1, 2, 3. 1 more time. 1, 2, 3. Oh, those came out great.
That's my wife.
I'm Candace.
That's Candace.
Yes, I'm the better half.
Yes, sometimes.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry, what's your name?
Mike.
You're Mike.
Mike.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you guys.
I'm going to go catch up with...
Are you all a group? Are you all with me in the group?
Yeah,
yes.
We're all together. Yep.
Yes. And we have our priest, our Monsignor, is with us.
Yes.
He's been relatively quiet thus far, but he has this map. It looks like it was the map that you had.
Yeah.
That looks like it was written by Tolkien. Like it's a puzzle. And he's
enjoying reading it.
He's very interested in reading it to try and decipher the instructions. Wait a minute, explain the red and the white rose, that's the rivalry of Yorkshire?
That was the War of the Roses.
Yeah. And it was between Yorkshire and Lancashire?
Well, basically the aristocratic houses of both places.
I did not know. Another kissing gate. Okay, we're on our Tolkien trail, we're going to go through another one Stephen called a kissing gate. I got to tell you, folks, it's easy to understand the concept of the Shire from the Lord of the Rings when you come down here and see this trail.
So, we may look harmless.
But we may look harmless.
It's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's building new houses like that?
Well, we passed one on the way in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, it's probably just the stone.
That's it. That would dissuade people from taking the trail. No.
No, I don't think so.
They threw some stones down on this downhill path, I guess, so people wouldn't slip. So this is definitely a path because there's stones on it. As we continue on our Tolkien trail. Mary is doing a very good job of not falling and slipping.
That's true.
Look at the creek.
Oh, that's
right. The sights here are just magnificent. To now catch up with the irrepressible Maggie O'Connell. They do know about second breakfast, don't they?
What about first tea? What about second tea?
We were wondering if they knew about second breakfast. So, Monsignor, where are we on the instruction map?
We're climbing uphill with Foxfall Wood on our left. And as it levels out, just about 100 yards ahead, we bear right across the narrow paddock to follow the iron fence to the corner.
It sounds like something out of The Hobbit. And to our right, exactly on cue, is the iron fence. Right across the narrow paddock. So he wants us to follow the iron fence. Stone wall. Of course, we have the Twin Towers coming up at Stony Brook College. Straight ahead. You'll see them on the other side of this foliage. Which legend says, or local history buffs say, is the model for the two towers. I can see the dome of an oratory of some sort straight ahead. Well, I don't know, it is a university. Maybe it's a planetarium or a telescope. See, look, there's your two towers right there. See them? Maybe those are just guard gates. So we're 15 minutes in on our walk up the Tolkien Trail. And if you're listening to this back home, we are navigating a beautiful, lush field that is, however, populated by fertilizer, courtesy of our sheep friends who populate the field and seem not to notice that we're here. I guess as long as we don't stop to nibble on some grass, they'll be docile and friendly. And if you've never been to England, the English countryside, once you leave the cities, well, sometimes even this, the outskirts of a city, you'll see pens containing many, many goats, or sheep, rather. It's the number one livestock here in Britain, or in England. So what does it say on the map? It says it comes to a point, or to a... Follow the wrought iron fence and...
It says, go through the gate in the corner.
In the corner, okay, so...
And turn right.
And turn right, so
we're going... Passing the current observatory for the college.
So that's exactly what it is. That dome is the observatory for the college.
Tarmac track downhill. Oh, Hall Barn Farm.
So we're going to go out this gate... And we're going to go up a gravel road. We'll be leaving the grassy knoll of the Shire. Look at the fence. Local stones make all these fences up. We may be in trouble here, though. Is that locked? No. Okay. All right, you first. So we'll pass through this gate. I believe I see the two towers now, Monsignor. Look straight up to your left.
The two towers?
Straight up to your left, over the top of the fence.
Over here, Monsignor.
I see the two towers. You see that?
Yeah. That was over there, one with the copper, but now it's...
Yep. Two cupolas, two towers. And we're standing at Stony Brook College now, a famous Jesuit college, with a beautiful view now of what many believe is the inspiration for the two towers. How fitting that Tolkien places both of the towers in a Jesuit college. The good with the bad. And there's the church. There's two more towers.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a high school.
Oh, it's a high school now?
So it's a high school.
Well, it's independent Catholic, 13 to 18.
So in a college here just refers to a school, what we would call a prep school in America. Right, yeah. So where does the walk go?
This way, up the hill.
It goes up the hill.
This way.
Okay. So... What are we doing?
I think we should ask Monsignor. He's been doing a great job leading us.
Just follow the tarmac track downhill towards Hallbar Farm.
So will they let us go there?
I think I'm not so sure if we're all right staying by the side here. I don't know if we put this way as a public footpath. But that's the chapel, and you've got the two
couple, towers. The two
so
towers.
So that's the front. You'll see the long drive. Right. If we go, we can just have a quick. It's up to you.
It all depends. I mean, there's nobody around, so we might as well give it a shot.
Well, if someone comes out, they'll probably say, you just pretend to be the ignorant American.
No need for us to pretend.
Sorry, we're just
ignorant Americans. We took a left. We should have taken a right. In Louisiana, it is a right.
And by the way, we have a Monsignor with us, not just any old priest, okay?
Yes, that will tamp down any altercation. So we're making our way towards what is Stonyhurst. Which there is a Stonyhurst in the United States on Long Island, but that's a college.
I don't know.
And for those of you listening at home, I actually have spoken at Stonyhurst twice. And you can find those recordings somewhere on my site, I suppose. One of them is about Patrick Henry, who I don't think ever made it to England. But his mother, Sarah Syme, was most certainly from Scotland.
All right, well, that explains Patrick Henry's temperament then.
Yeah, he's a Syme, S-Y-M-E.
Right, well, the Scots, you know, they're famous for their...
Their temperament?
Yeah. Their red hair and their temperament.
I think this is where Henri de Lubac took part of his...
Festival of some sort here.
There was. There was the Great Greek British Food Festival.
Let me take a picture of this beautiful, magnificent cathedral. Twin spires. Wow. You can faintly make out, I can't tell which saints those are, but they are definitely part of that stained glass. And this one. And this one. Well, that one is... That's a Marian one, whatever that is, because the nativity is in that one. And there's Our Lady. With St. Elizabeth. And Our Lord. Beautiful. I'd love to see those from the inside. Wouldn't that be magnificent? And the magnificent... Stone architecture. Gosh, folks, you just got to come here and see this for yourselves. And that statue up there. Elizabeth, is there a marking on that statue?
No.
I don't see anyone. He's got a book.
That doesn't
matter. Well, no, it means he's a scholar of some sort. You know what? And in his right hand, can you zoom in on that, Marianne? Can you see what that is on his right hand? Is that a... What do you think you called it with the holy water? I bet that's St. Ignatius. We are at a Jesuit school.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Wow. Oh, look at the pond. There's a beautiful retention pond behind the college, the school. Again, folks, Mike Church here reporting live here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Shire size speakers today. On our tour now of the Tolkien Trail, we took a little sidetrack and are now experiencing what is Stonyhurst College. But college in England doesn't mean what we think it means. It doesn't mean higher learning, it just means learning. And you could just see from the stonework of this building how ancient, I have no idea how many years old it is. But how beautiful. I mean, the craftsmanship. I'm going to get a shot of the main entranceway into the school and show you the two cupolas, the two towers. There are so many. I'm turning to my right now. Another two towers. And then you can see one of the other features of England. I'm not going in there. One of the other features that you'll notice is the landscape. It's the beauty of the grass. Now this grass has been cut. Look at that lawn. Boy, would I love to have a 56 degree wedge out here. Look at that drive off to, I guess those are football fields where they practice. Some kind of monument down at the end, see it? Right? It's an obelisk all the way down to the end of the road. So all the way down to the end of this road is an obelisk of some sort. You see it?
Yeah. That's probably a World War I monument, I would imagine. That's a great view of the chapel.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going this way.
Okay. This way. Okay, so we're going to walk behind the school.
No, actually we're not. But...
Well, you could walk in front of the school. That's where they wanted us to go. We're just going to walk behind it. We Richards. Hey, Alex. Since you got a tripod, can you get a shot of Our Lady through those flowers? What a shot. You have your selection of two tails.
Yeah. Should be lovely, too. Going around this way. Back.
So we pass marker number 4.
Well, no.
3.
Instead of going right, we went
we
left.
Went behind.
Yeah. So we're going to go back around here.
Back around and meet up at number 5. A gentleman wrote it about architecture and about how the English created the gabled roof.
Oh, yeah.
That the Romans gave us flat roofs.
Right, because they didn't live in rainy places.
Right. And the English created the gabled roof because the roofs were always collapsing, the flat ones, from all the rain, no matter what they put on them. Okay. So they invented the gabled roof. And, of course, you know, it evolves into just a masterstroke of architectural beauty.
Right. Well, it's the flat roof thing became a big deal. I'm no architectural historian, but as I understand it, it was in the early part of the 20th century. It was the French architect Corbusier, who's known as Corbu for short, who gave us what we think of today as the modern lines, flat roofs, little to no ornamentation. He was considered a great genius, and so that's why all of us live in an environment that's been heavily influenced by his ideas.
So it's safe to say he was a Jesuit.
I don't know, but you know what?
That was a little joke, folks, just a little joke.
No, you know what? I'll bet you. You know, you have to, like, when you follow the influences on these things, you find all kinds of coincidences about that sort of thing.
Now, what do you think of that, Monsignor, and the two towers? The two towers in Tolkien, the two cupolas that are bronzed. Formerly bronze.
We don't know.
Peter Jackson and the two towers. I think that's the two towers.
Yeah.
Although they have them on the church, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was the motif of the two towers that kept them going.
Can you pick out the two towers? Trying to pick out which of the two towers was the two towers. You're not allowed to have artificial turf in England. Is that artificial? Is that grass?
Yeah, no, yeah.
That looks like AstroTurf. There's a field here at Stonyhurst. It's a practice field made of AstroTurf. Or what they might call Shire turf.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
If you go down this road.
Woodfields is next.
Yep, which is the first turning on your left.
Uh-huh.
follow that path all the way along.
Yeah.
You go past the barn conversion, uh-huh. and then you have to cut through a field at the top on the right-hand side.
Uh-huh.
You follow the hedge all the way along
uh-huh.
until you come to a stile. It's about three quarters of the way into the field,
yeah.
and then you'll go down some steps,
uh-huh.
and when you get to the bottom, you cross over a little brown bridge,
uh-huh.
and then you go up a little bit, and then you bear to your right, and you'll come up by Hodder Place, which is that one.
Okay.
And then that walks. Then you walk up. You can either walk along to the bottom of the river
uh-huh.
instead of going up to Hodder Place. You can walk all the way along, and you come out at Cromwell's Bridge.
That's what we want.
Right. Well, when you get over that little bridge, brown bridge that I said,
right, yeah.
you go up, you bear right again. But when the Hodder Place is on your right-hand side, you'll see the building there.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on down.
Right.
Don't go up the road, because that leads you along the riverbank, and you'll come out at Cromwell Bridge there.
That's what I need.
Yeah, and then you can find your own way from there, yeah?
Thank you.
That was expert instruction there. Down to the landmark. And then you'll get. Then you'll get. I did record it.
Well, that way we can backplay it so we don't have
to. Then you'll get to a rock. There'll be four rocks. There'll be the one.
Oh, there's Alex's drone.
Hey, the drone's up.
Like she said, it was one of those kind of.
Alex is following us with his drone, taking photographs of us, video of us with the drone. And I like taking video of the video. As he's drone photographing me, I'm drone photographing him. And then here's what he's actually drone photographing. We're walking down this beautiful road on the Tolkien Trail. And as you can see, if you're watching this at home, we have our group in front of us and our new friends from Yorkshire, Mr. Stephen and Miss Helen. And you can see many of these motorways, as they call them here in England, are covered on either side by hedges. Sometimes there's stone behind the hedges and you can't see, and that means it's actually vines, or sometimes it's actually just hedges. And you should see the video that thing takes. It takes it in beautiful HD.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
when we're on the pilgrimage in Walsingham, he had to get that thing at the... I said we had about 70 people on the pilgrimage.
Right.
It was a very narrow trail where he launched a drone. I'd say he probably had to get 70, 80 feet in the air to get the whole to see from start to finish.
You get one camera shot.
It's Walsingham is, gosh, I wish I could tell you. It's near Norfolk on the Sea, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's about 6 miles from Norfolk on the Sea, Walsingham. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It rained all day.
Yeah.
We only walked the last, these people had walked from Ely.
Oh, really?
Two walls in 57 miles. Invading Yanks walked the last five. But the last mile is what's called the Holy Mile.
Yeah.
And you take your shoes off.
Oh, right.
And when you're walking on, I did it. When you're walking on this is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
When the road turns to that,
yeah.
and there's no respite. Yeah, that was quite interesting. So, I didn't cut myself, but it was just a mortification.
Yeah.
So does York look like this?
York.
Where you're from, Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. Yeah, very similar countryside.
Is it just on the other side of the mountain range over there?
Yeah.
Is that where
I mean, very varied is Yorkshire. Well, all these countries places are there. You've got industrial centres, and then you've got this fabulous countryside, and then cultural centres, towns like York itself, which have, you know, commenced history with the walls around them, Georgian buildings, lots of Georgian buildings, built a bit late. And, lots to do, lots to see, and enjoy.
So Birmingham was definitely an industrial centre.
Yes, it was, very much.
And I make a joke back where I'm from, because our government continues to grow and we can't stop it.
Right.
If you go to our capital in Washington, when you come over a hill and you see the 10 miles area, which is bigger, four times this, all you see is cranes.
Yeah.
You go, like, it's government buildings. What are they building there?
Yeah.
More taxes, more misery, more suffering.
Yes. Yes.
But in Birmingham, there were cranes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like in London. I mean, London's just great everywhere as well. Something being built, more and more tall blocks.
Things stopped in 2008 with a crash. Yeah. They stopped building, but now they've started building again.
Well, we had it in 2008 too.
Yeah.
Nobody learned any lessons.
No. Well, they said that also it was subprime mortgage.
Subprime mortgages, isn't it?
Yeah. It started quite hot in America. The Royal Bank of Scotland, which I am to sound to be my bank, spent huge amounts of money, and then our dear Prime Minister, or Chancellor then, paid them out. They paid out. So the strange thing is that after that, after basically bailed out the banks with all the pension money, they were suddenly all living longer and could retire much later.
Consequence.
It was very coincidental, those two things. Now, I may be just cynical, but...
No, I don't think you're cynical at all, Stephen.
That's what it seems
to be. Isn't that amazing how that works out?
Yeah, it is, really. Well, suddenly they're living longer.
So the RBS was a big part RBS. Of the bailout. I did not know that.
RBS was a big part of the bailout. It's now a bank that's in government hands. It's still owned by the government because they took... The government took sort of control of it. Well, they bought shares in it. And that's helped. So that's what you do in this new government.
You invest in a dodgy bank.
Who's gone and invested in dodgy people all over the world, really.
Yeah, but now you're kind of divorcing from the dodgy people, which I think is good, but I'm an American. What do I know?
I think you know a lot. I have great respect for Americans.
Because I had been here twice to Scotland with my children.
Yes.
2013 and 2014. Yes. Scotland, I didn't come here.
Yeah.
I got a great feel for the beauty of all this.
Oh, yeah.
And like in my own country, our union of states.
Yeah.
Many of our opinion is, we're 7 million people in our state. We don't need another government.
No.
A state of 7 million people is plenty big enough.
Yes.
And I go to Scotland and go like, what do you guys need a government south for?
Yes.
And then expand it. What do you need a European Union?
Yeah.
I would be all for a union where you have free trade and what have you.
Yeah.
An exchange, but not rulemaking from Brussels, right?
No.
So does it give you guys any... When I told you about the construction in Birmingham, they're not doing that in York or in Yorkshire.
No.
I don't see any construction like that here.
In the big cities like
Sheffield and Leeds. Leeds are expanding a lot.
Big cities,
Bradford, is a poor relation of Yorkshire, really, to a great extent. It's making headway, but back in the 1950s, it was an important town.
Leeds?
Leeds and Bradford, but Bradford was also very wealthy.
No, give me some geography then. West Coast, East Coast?
They're next door to each other.
Okay.
Leeds and Bradford.
Right in the middle of the country. And Bradford.
Oh, they're in the middle?
Yeah.
So due north of London, then straight up.
Oh, yeah, well, in Yorkshire. Yeah.
Let me pause this for just a second.
Left. I guess maybe this is.
Well, this would be left from there.
Because
this would be a left here.
This is the school.
And we came up past St. Mary's Hall.
Mary's Hall, and she sent us in this direction.
Did we turn right? Did we make a sharp right?
No, we
there?
Did not make a right. We did make a right.
Or did we go straight?
It says Bradhurst Farm is on the
road. Okay. Can I just see this one?
Absolutely. You can do what you need to.
I know what to
go for. Go for it.
I know how to use the Samsung.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Right. I see where we are. Okay, so this here, you see this? Bloop. This is this. Right?
Yes.
Right. This is this. So what it's saying is if we go down this way, we will hit the river and go around. So she's right. We need to go that way.
Okay.
Like up here?
Yep.
See? Is that a plan?
Yeah.
Daddy, tell me how to read a minute.
Yeah.
And as we say in America, ready, break.
That's right.
My daddy will be so proud when I go home and tell him.
What, did you read a paper map?
Read a paper map.
My father was a navigator in the Air Force on B-24 bombers in World War II. And he had a dead reckoning sense of direction. I mean, he really knew where he was going. So when I was little, I was his only kid, so he didn't have a son, so he had me. And it was like, okay, you're going to learn how to read a map. That's all there is to it.
Well, you can ask her if there's any ever any doubt. I'm like, north, south, east, west. She goes, I'm a chick. I don't know how to do north, south, east, west. I say, sun, where's the sun? Can always navigate using the sun.
That's true.
Sun and the time of day. Okay, so we have resumed our Tolkien quest here on the Tolkien Trail. It's been quite a adventure. We almost got arrested. And then our the security guards at the campus turned out to be our tour guide for a moment. And we've met some people from Yorkshire along the way. Whoops, there goes the case. And we're about two-thirds of the way through the Tolkien Trail walk, which has just been spectacular for the views. And for all that we've seen. Okay, folks, so we are standing in front of what is known as Hodder House. This is a private residence. And I must tell you, I've just taken a couple of photographs of it. It is a stately manor, as you would think in the English countryside. Beautiful circular driveway, beautiful house, beautiful gardens. We have all the photographs of it. Now, look in the front left corner of the photograph, and you'll see there is a former tree trunk, former tree, that has now been carved into the shape of, I believe, that is, and I'll get it from the back too. The good wizard from The Hobbit. Gandalf, the good wizard from The Hobbit, has been carved into that tree, complete with his wooden crozier, or staff, as they call it, the Lord of the Rings. And it was just an absolutely breathtaking sight. And now I hear the brook babbling below, meaning we have come to one of the major attractions here on the Tolkien Trail. I wonder if that's a rental.
You wonder, right?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that! Built into the side of the hill.
That's something we don't see every day.
No, built into the Shire. And now we're proceeding down a path. You can hear the water rumbling off in the background. The babbling brook of the Shire. Then Mr. Frodo and Sam and Kip would run down to get their pails of water to make Hobbit ale. You know that if Tolkien had visited this area as many times as he is said to, how could you not want to write a fiction novel based around this environment? You don't even have to create this world. It's created for you. Alex, look, you're right. You even notice it. That's a wall.
Yes.
That's an ancient wall. Look at that.
Someone clearly built this up.
Tell you what. I tell you what. Boy, howdy, did they.
You look at the styling of the wall that leads up to the house. It's almost castle-like up there. Have you looked? See?
Yes. And you can see the house right through the trees there.
But clearly, whoever built this, they were good landscapers. They knew what they were doing.
Absolutely. Some kind of drainage pipe going down here, too. Keep noticing the cleanouts. Mm-hmm. Very steep path. Pleasant to go down. I'm sure not so pleasant to climb up. So this would be a path that you can imagine. You can hear my feet on the ground.
Not ripe right yet. Don't eat those. They're not ripe.
Are those figs?
I think they're damsons.
Damsons?
What's a damson?
It's like a plum.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I've been eating blackberries the whole way.
Oh, that's what you ducked off the road to get.
They're delicious.
Yeah, they're blackberries. Are lovely. They're nice and sweet.
These are not quite
beets.
Ready.
I think I've had some of
these. Damsons.
Damsons.
As in damsels, but damsels.
D-A-M-S-O-N.
Damsons.
Oh, okay.
Damsons. Sent a fruit to some wayward kid found, and the father went, "Damn, son! That's good!
What have you found?"
That's it. Yeah. Another kissing gate, Stephen. Now, what is this? That must be a sewage. That's a sewage. It drains to a bed of charcoal or whatever. And then runs off. I thought cows smelled bad. Look at this. Look at that.
I know, it's beautiful.
I mean, if you came through here with film, I'd go through, I'd come with 20 rolls and 36 exposures. So we're 48 minutes into our adventure here, and I've only recorded 48 minutes, so we're actually closer to an hour and a half on the Tolkien Trail here. Mike Church reporting to you live from Hurst-on-Green in Lancashire. That's kind of like a county in the United States, or a territory. And we're walking what's called the J.R.R. Tolkien Trail. And you know, I've been recording the whole time. And I'm sure if you get the unedited bonus edition on the DVD, all of this will be included. But even though I've only read The Hobbit. I don't think I ever read The Lord of the Rings. I think I read The Hobbit in high school. And I remember Tolkien's vivid, vivid descriptions of the Shire and how beautiful it was and how idyllic and etc. And it kind of like this just fountain of life where you live provides everything for you and there's peace and all that. That's what you see here. I mean, that's what we have been surrounded with no matter what direction we turn, north, south, east, or west. It's just beautiful. Of course, it's in the middle of summer, and it's not cold. I might not say the same thing if it were cold. But it has been a soul-edifying adventure. If you get the chance, definitely come to Lancashire and definitely walk the Tolkien Trail. Mike Church here on the Crusade Channel. King-size truth from radio-size speakers. Reporting to you all week live from the beautiful environs of England. On our trip and our tour with Regina Magazine, I am reporting to you live today from what is known as the Tolkien Trail. And the Tolkien Trail runs throughout what is known as Lancashire. And Lancashire features a town called Hurst-on-Green. And this is where J.R.R. Tolkien spent some of his post-college days and early young adulthood and has been documented to have been shown to spend a significant amount of time in this area. And when you walk this trail, you just can't help with all the nature and the beauty that surrounds you to be immersed in an actual physical representation of that beautiful environment conjured up as the Shire and the Tolkien novels of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. It's been a joy to be here and to represent all of you today as we make common cause with our new friends in England and even beyond. Here on the King Dude's Invasion of Mary's Dowry, it has been here, Mike Church, with you live today on the 28th of August, 2018. Here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Shire Size Speakers.